From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named the first women to cabinet-level posts. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the U.N. ambassador. And charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as education secretary. Haley, the 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, is serving her second term as governor. Farhan Haq, a U.N. spokesman, said he's aware of the selection.
The only basic comment we have is that it's heartening to see an effort to get the position of the permanent representative to the United Nations filled as quickly, or named at least as quickly as this. So that's a good sign for the future.
DeVos is chair of the American Federation for Children, a group that has sought to expand the number of charter schools and voucher programs, allowing students to attend private schools with taxpayer funds. The choices require Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, in a video message released to coincide with the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, Mr. Trump appealed for unity following a divisive election campaign.
We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country.
Mr. Trump said it's time to restore the bonds of trust among citizens. The Rebel Sudan's People Liberation Movement, or SPLM North, signed an action plan Wednesday with the UN to halt the recruitment of child soldiers and to release those in its ranks. Meanwhile, Khartoum arrested four opposition figures Wednesday, including veteran politician Sadiq Yusuf, as part of a crackdown on protests. This is VOA News. Jerusalem's municipality has proposed building hundreds more housing units in the Ramat Shlomo settlement north of the city, the first expansion plan announced since the November 8 election of President-elect Trump. It's an unwelcome development to Palestinian lawmaker Mustafa Barghouti.
The declaration of the establishment of 500 new settlement units is only the beginning of a very dangerous step to legalize and build more than 30,000 new settlement units in the area of Jerusalem.
He said Israel is planning to legalize and initiate dozens of new settlements and called on President-elect Trump to tell Israel he won't support it. An unnamed UN Security Council diplomat says China and the U.S., after extensive negotiations, have agreed on new sanctions against North Korea aimed at curbing its nuclear and missile programs. Korea Society's senior policy director Stephen Orper calls it significant.
It shows China and the United States moving much closer in terms of a common understanding of concerns about North Korea's rapid proliferation and rapid improvements technologically in terms of their nuclear capability.
The new draft resolution, which could face a vote next week, would cap North Korea's coal exports to China, Pyongyang's main trading partner, and widen the list of names of people and entities sanctioned over links with the North Korean nuclear and missile programs. A Chinese trade official in Washington Wednesday said his government is watching closely the trade policies implemented by the incoming Trump administration. Mr. Trump, during the campaign, promised to declare China a currency manipulator and threatened punitive tariffs on Chinese exports. Shane Oliver is chief economist at the Sydney-based AMP Capital.
They've been trading with the U.S. for a long time, and they would obviously be concerned if they have punitive tariffs imposed on them, particularly if they think it's done in an unfair fashion.
China's deputy international trade minister said when Mr. Trump takes office in January, he'll be reminded the U.S. should honor its obligations as a member of the World Trade Organization. At least 40 people were killed Thursday when a section of a power station under construction collapsed in China's central Xinjiang province. Many others are believed trapped under the weight of the rubble. Rescue efforts are underway. Turkey Thursday said three of its soldiers were killed in a Syrian airstrike in northern Syria. At least 10 soldiers were wounded. It is believed to be the first fatality suffered by Turkish forces engaged in Operation Euphrates Shield, an offensive launched back in August to clear its border area of Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. Asian markets were mixed in Thursday trading as investors showed growing concern about the prospect of rising U.S. interest rates and a strengthening dollar. Japanese stocks, however, remain near an 11-month high. On Wall Street Wednesday, stocks continued to enjoy a post-election rally with the benchmark Dow Jones average hovering at 19,000 points. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.